Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dusty Males. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dusty Males. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamison moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamison scores. Wamsgans moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. Speaker moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to third. McInnes moves to second. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stoner, and towards Haney, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker scores. McInnes moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Haney takes first base on ball 4. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cutshaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood, who is chasing the ball. Cutshaw reaches third base with a triple. Haney goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Veach takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cutshaw scores. Veach moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Guy Morton now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball for an out. Veach moves to third. Two outs. Jack Hammond now playing second base. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton bunts towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morton for the out. O'Neill moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive beyond short. Rigney can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. O'Neill moves to third. Jack Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner bunts towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Basler moves to second. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haney takes first base on ball 4. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Basler moves to third. Haney moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Veach hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Basler scores. Haney scores. Cutshaw goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Basler reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. Rigney goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Tigers. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoner strikes out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Haney strikes out. Two outs. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cutshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Basler scores. Cutshaw moves to second. It's 8-3, Tigers. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Veach hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive towards third. Haney catches it and throws to first to double up Gardner. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill is hit by the pitch. Jack Graney pinch hits for Guy Morton. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Odenwald now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Heilman strikes out. 1 out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Basler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Rigney moves to second. It's 10-3, Tigers. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-2 in the game. Stoner strikes out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Jack Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speaker moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hammond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Veach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Veach moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veach moves to third. Heilman moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Veach scores. Heilman scores. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's 13-3, Tigers. Tex Jeans now pitching. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Tex Jeans now playing left field. Charlie Jameson now pitching. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to third. Rigney moves to second. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-3 in the game. Stoner takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill scores. Rigney moves to third. Basler moves to second. It's 14-3, Tigers. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner scores. Wood moves to second. It's 14-4, Tigers. Tex Jeans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeans takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 0-for-2 in the game. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Gisto now playing first base. Rig Stevenson now playing third base. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cutshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Veach hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Veach moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Jameson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Danny Clark now playing second base. Larry Woodall now catching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Fothergill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rigney strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stoner hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wood all settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Veach. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Stevenson moves to third. Tex Jeans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jeans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to home to get Stevenson. O'Neill moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Haney hits a pop-up towards first. Gisto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. John Mohard pinch hits for Bobby Veach. John Mohard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mohard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Clark scores. Mohard moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 15-4, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mohard is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Heilman moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Mohard now playing left field. Jack Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 0 for 3 in the game. Hammond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hammond moves to second. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0 for 1 in the game. Gisto hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mohard. Gisto reaches second base with a double. Hammond scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 15-5, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speaker tags and scores. Gisto tags and moves to third. One out. It's 15-6, Tigers. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gisto scores. It's 15-7, Tigers. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Mohard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.